6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, the day after 9/11. I don't know what it is about 9/11 that gets everybody so bloody frustrated. You know, people were saddened on that day. We all thought we were under attack. And the downside of the whole equation is when you start to pull away at the cognitive dissonance that enveloped America at that time, and you watch the movie Wag the Dog with Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman, and you see the old brown shoe trick, oldest trick in the book, and everybody's throwing old brown shoes over the telephone lines in every community across the country because we all need to rally around the make-believe, made-up lie. And, of course, Dustin Hoffman, who played a movie director that staged the whole scenario, ended up dead. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Yeah, killed the end of the movie for you because he wanted to go public with it. He felt guilty for what he did. But you got to watch the entire equation because you need to know how the scenario is built and how they did it, how they convinced the entire country to wage war in Iraq and take out Saddam Hussein and create a political vacuum in the Middle East. I really think they want Armageddon to happen. I really think that D.C. and New York and, you know, anywhere any president is living right now, don't think that those locations aren't enemy targets. I really think they want the world to come to an end. They're not thinking smart here, folks. Just the way it is. We are still trying to reach out to Mark Morano. It's very possible he is trying to get off of another radio show. Because this book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown, apparently is a book that, I mean, everybody and their brother's getting it. I mean, if you read the front end of the book, I managed to get a copy of that book earlier. And there is a Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Thomas Woods, Dennis Rancourt, William Briggs, Cheryl Chumley, who we've had on the show, James Dellingpole, Cal Thomas. I mean, there's even a foreword. That was written by somebody that you see if you go onto Fox News, and that's Sebastian Gorka. So apparently he had a personal emergency from what we're being told right now from our producer, and we'll be on later in the week. So we have phones and open lines for this hour again. But you know what? We got a lot to talk about. Phones and open lines, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. 10% off detox clay powder this week at the Power Mall. So if you're going to jump online and order anything, you get 10% off detox clay powder. Nothing like a good soak in detox clay powder. It will make you feel better, and it'd be surprised what it sucks out of your system. So we move along in the news category, like we always do, and then we can talk some more about 9/11. Representative Louie Gohmert presented Dr. Simone Gold. She's a frontline doctor with a flag that was once flown over the U.S. Capitol on Friday following her 45 days in jail for being involved in the January 6th Capitol breach and stepping inside restricted premises. Gohmert saying that she is a patriot and an American hero. She was sentenced on June 16th under a plea deal on one count of entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, which is a federal misdemeanor. And she got 60 days in jail and a year of supervised release, a $9,500 fine, and $500 of restitution for what I don't know. What did she destroy that was $500? Restitution of what? Paying off the guards who arrested her? What? What was it for? $500 of restitution for incarcerating her for 60 days? $500 worth of bologna sandwiches? Really? You people are full of caca or caca. I can say that because I'm English and the FCC probably doesn't understand Spanish. This is just really bizarre what's happening. And then we've got all these people in solitary confinement for well over a year or two. And they've been there ever since. and they beat them up and they torture them. And we're letting them get away with it. This is what's so funky about all of this stuff. It's about as bad as the credit card companies now starting to track all your purchases of guns and ammunition. You know they're going to tell the feds. Chad in North Carolina, I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on, sir?
Been kind of out of the loop because of my crazy work schedule. And so since about the middle of last week, I've been out of work because I seem to have gotten sick with what I can only say possibly is the thing they call COVID. I started out with a sore throat and never really had much of a fever, although I did feel a little hot at one point. And so in order to make sure I wasn't going back to work to, you know, bring something that everybody else would flip out over, I took one of those at-home antigen tests you get from the drugstore, and it came back positive.
Okay.
So they basically gave me a week out of work, and I have to wait until I don't have any more symptoms. It's pretty mild. I mean, it's like a chronic flu, I guess. I have like a slow congestion and some occasional coughing, but it's nothing that, you know, is devastating to me. But, yeah, I was just listening to your talking about 9/11, and I had corresponded with Pastor Butch from Call to Decision Ministries, and they had a video they made in 2009. It was called Zombie America, Nation of Slaves. I think that might not be the exact title, but they had the introduction of the original, I guess he was the original Power Hour host. It was a Mr. Von Kleist, I believe was his name. And he was showing some introduction about the new 9/11 movie that I actually, several years back, when I was just starting to get into the Power Hour, I found it on Netflix. They had the documentary 9/11 in Plain Sight on there, and they talked about the pods underneath the planes. And if you try to tell people who adopt the standard view of what happened about that stuff, they'll poo-poo you and try to shut you down. But
we know that it's they're enveloped. Yeah, Chad, they're enveloped by cognitive dissonance. It's just the way they are. You can't tell them anything, and of course you get called a conspiracy theorist and all sorts of other names. And it's like, look, why don't you look at the videos that are out there and look at all the various websites of scientists who are looking at the Trade Center and saying, nope, these were purposefully brought down along with WTC-7, and that wasn't a 757 that crashed into the Pentagon. The FBI rounded up all the surveillance videos, so nobody got to look at them to see that a plane flew at the Pentagon and fired a missile. People that were there that we talked to you about on the video, the Daily Motion put out, Pentagon Strike, 9/11 Pentagon Strike, and it talks all about the hole that went all the way through the E section of the Pentagon, and there was no airplane wreckage anywhere, not even on the Pentagon. And so when you start looking at stuff like this, you start thinking, you know, maybe the story they're telling me isn't there. And the 9/11 in Plain Sight, by the way, I'm being told is available on our website to watch for free. 9/11 in Plain Sight. You can watch it for free on our website, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was an eye opener because I don't know if anybody else had ever shown that, and they show the flashes as the plane is hitting the building, and I can't say for sure what exactly that is, but it's definitely peculiar, and it's definitely shown on both of the planes. So I've even got friends who they believe there's a new world order plan, so forth. I like to use the biblical term, the beast, which has deceived the nations of the earth. But, you know, it's some people still say, well, I have a hard time believing that, you know, it wasn't terrorists. Maybe there were terrorists involved. I don't know. But
maybe they were paid by somebody.
It's all so perfectly choreographed that it looked convincing when it happened.
Yep.
When that happened, I remember somebody I used to talk to told me that morning, I guess it was NBC News, they had Katie Couric and all those people were standing outside, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and they're talking about, oh, what a beautiful morning it is. And when they would cut to the commercials, person I talked to said they kept the camera on the buildings while the commercials were running, and how peculiar that was that they had the cameras focused on the towers during the commercial breaks. So they could
see the hits.
Yeah, so they could have that. And you know, in that, there was a video you guys sold that I had gotten. It was called Shadow Ring. And they talk about that, the film crew that filmed the Pearl Harbor attack. Like, they were there, you know, the right place at the right time to catch it all. And I've read about that, and it's like the... It's really just devious, because the way they get us to go into these wars, just like the PNAC document explained, was, well, we had to have another event like a Pearl Harbor. And when I heard that, it kind of blew my mind. Somebody else told me about that years ago, and I found it a little hard to believe, because I was not one of these people that believed in any kind of theories like that. But after looking at it a long time and studying people like James Perloff, it's kind of a dead ringer. There's obviously an agenda, and you know, they use the same playbook over and over. They make America a victim to get the public to stampede to war, or whatever it is they want to do.
That's exactly what happened with Pearl Harbor.
And of course, it justifies a huge military budget.
Yeah, of course it does. And this is what they're doing with Ukraine right now, because we're fighting a proxy war over there. And pretty soon, if the administration doesn't keep their nose clean, we're going to be in a full-blown war. They'll be over there screaming that we need U.S. troops. And yeah, this is just nuts. And see, this is something that Putin doesn't want, because when he said he was going to drop some nukes in, we don't know whether he was bluffing or not. The administration would like to believe that he won't do that. But if Putin is part of the Great Reset, the U.S. is part of the Great Reset, they all want Marxism, they all want control, they all want communism in America. Well, every time they involve our countrymen in a war, people die. And when they die, they can't reproduce. And when they can't reproduce, we have depopulation. So, you know, the more people they can kill with police actions, it accomplishes their goal, subtle as it may be. And people just can't get it around their head that when the wag the dog started, and all of a sudden Lee Greenwood, who wouldn't show up at the NRA convention, and he did God Bless the USA. Remember, all that stuff came out around 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, 1999, 2000. All came out, God Bless the USA and all this stuff. And I'm not going to use the word country bumpkin, because that's stereotypical. But you notice that a lot of guys that live in the rural parts of America, like Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina, and places like that, Chad, there was a groundswell of these patriotic, countrified Americans that all signed up and went over there. Because they all bought into this crap, because they've all been conditioned to believe through cognitive dissonance, through Tavistock and all the other brainwashing and psyops, that something happened, that we're the victim. And you're exactly right about that. I believe you are. You've hit something there, that we are victims. And every time we get played as the victim, everybody wants to retaliate. But see, now we have a different problem. Now we have elections that we are alleging were stolen. We have 70 plus million people that have all been referenced by the current administration as enemies of the state, that are domestic terrorists, that their vote doesn't matter because we're going to steal the election again. This is what they're insinuating, which is why we are rallying amongst these people they call Trumpers, which, I mean, this is just stupid because we're 2 years away from this nonsense, 2 years and 2 months. So, you know, we don't have to worry too much about that at the moment because they're going to sit there and try and play slice and dice on Trump. The DOJ is going to continue to do it just like they did in 2016 after Trump took office. And they've been rallying against him ever since that happened. And so when, you know, when we're talking about 9/11, this is another one of those things that they used to play us into getting into a war. And the Bushites were involved directly. I know they were. And I wish if they sued me, I would say, you know what? I get discovery. And I'm going to find out what you were doing sitting in that elementary school down in Florida with an upside down book while all this crap was going on. And Cheney was sitting there down eight floors below the White House in the Situation Room. And you can sit there and come at me and say all this stuff was classified. Yeah, really? Where are the videos that were taken outside the Pentagon? Where are the videos inside that guy's convenience store that services the Pentagon's, you know, commuters with gas? Where are they? Where's the on the Sheraton on I-95 or 395 going across to the Pentagon? Where's the videos from their rooftop camera that all the employees were watching when the FBI came in and confiscated them? Where are those videos? You see, Chad, that just really, what's the old saying? That really chaps my hide.
Yeah, I mean, I was a, don't get me wrong, I was, before I knew anything about any of this, you know, long time ago, I was a big supporter of Bush. I didn't know anything about this stuff. So, I'm coming from, you know, totally different perspective here that things are arranged for a reason, and it's on a big scale. So it's like a giant chessboard. They're playing a game with us, and they just have to know how to ring our bell, so to speak. Incidentally, I just, for the listeners out there, if you don't have Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief, you ought to read the latest edition. You can get a free sample of it.
I have read the latest edition. I have read.
Oh yeah, yeah. He went into all the stuff behind Trump and great write up. It's indispensable. I wouldn't go without it. So
yeah, Joel Skousen. Yeah, he's a good political strategist. He still believes what? Go ahead.
Yeah, he still believes World War III is coming, and that's my fear. Is they are prepping all the players. That he said that's why they still got these sanctions on Russia, to give them the incentive to want to launch World War III when the timing is right and China's also ready to back them up. And they've got lots of nukes, apparently.
Yep.
More
well,
so
the,
than we
yeah.
have.
Well, here's the thing, too. If you shut down the power, you know, it's not about the nukes. It's about how you can take control of an area. And if you can do it with minimal destruction, like a hydrogen bomb or an EMP, and you can shut off all the electric grids, those who have prepared that can defeat EMP will be safer than those who have not. But see, those people who have defeated EMP are going to have to arm themselves because people are going to be starving. 9 out of 10 people will be dead, according to the late Peter Vincent Pry, and there's going to be hell to pay in America before the Chinese decide to invade. The only way they could disarm us is to start killing us, and the only way the killing starts, as you heard Alex Newman and Patrick Wood say, is when they squash the First Amendment and freedom of speech is no longer allowed. That's when the killing starts. So we appreciate your enlightenment there, Chad. Jump on that Joel Skousen. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. We're getting closer to the break. God bless you. Take care of that. And hey, do me a favor. Don't put any more of that crap up your nose. I don't care about the stuff in the drugstore. The failure rate of that stuff is 92%. It wouldn't know a correct test if it bit it in the butt. So please don't do that again. We don't know what kind of crap is on the tip of that swab. By the way, you ever wonder, here's the other thing. while we have a couple of minutes before the break, there's a headline called Millions of Electric Car Batteries Are Retiring by 2030. Isn't that amazing how it works, like Agenda 2030? Are we ready to deal with what could be ticking time bombs? And what would that be? You got 6 million electric vehicle battery packs are going to end up as scrap. And where are they going? Yep, you want to transition away from fossil fuels, but what happens when these lithium batteries go bye-bye? You're going to be able to recycle them? Or are you going to dump them in the soil somewhere? Yeah, we're talking about Thacker Pass in Nevada. It's the largest rock hard lithium reserve in the U.S. Right now, China dominates the world's EV battery production. 80% of all units are developed there, and you want to go out and buy an electric car and support China, right?
Yes, because that's the right thing to do, Dave.
No, it isn't. This is one of the reasons why I put a link to our QR code for Texit. You don't have to be a Texan to support Texit, especially financially. But I've got a QR code at the end of our email blast today that you can actually click on and register as a supporter, especially if you're a Texas voter. Because I'll tell you what, I attended a local coordinator's training session over the weekend for Texit, and now I know, after listening to these guys, including the founder and the executive director and several other of the chief of staff and key players in this, and actually walking down and somberly and solemnly marching to the Alamo to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Alamo, at the door, at the front door to the Alamo, under armed guard, by the way. Yeah, it really adds a whole new meaning to the word independence. We'll be back with more of that discussion and what people are doing about it after this short break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Phone lines are open after the bottom of the hour, too, so get on there and stay on there. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Monday, the day after 9/11. That would be September 12th, right? 2022, 21 years ago. Two planes hit our Twin Towers, which is kind of the financial center of the United States. And within hours, both buildings imploded. They didn't just fall over and crash into other buildings. No, they looked as if, according to all these thousands of scientists that studied the videos, controlled demolitions. Even WTC-7, which wasn't struck by a plane, came down the same way. But the narrative was, oh, those bad Iraqis, those Saddam Hussein, he was behind it. Damn it. We have to have a perpetrator. We got to make him do the perp walk. We have to hang him, which they did. You know, when they got rid of Saddam, it created a political vacuum in the Middle East. And in my book, every time that something, you know, is they pull the trigger on something like this. And this is something that Chad, North Carolina, who was just on the phone. Chad, I hope you get better, by the way. If you want a prescription for ivermectin, I know you can call mygotodoc.com and they can talk you through what you got. If you email me, and I'm talking to all of you now, at support@thepowerhour.com, I will turn you on to a website where you can buy the stuff as well. And I'm talking about all the major stuff that you would take, which we do. The thing about 9/11, because I want to get back into that before I start talking about COVID. My wife worked for American Airlines weeks before this happened, about a month, actually, before this happened. And in August of 2001... she was working at the airline counter in Austin, Texas, at Austin Bergstrom Airport as a customer service agent for American. And some guy came to the front wanting to book bulkhead seating all the way through, which you cannot do. And when she informed him of that, he wanted her name, he wanted her badge, and he wanted all that. He was going to report her. She said, look, there's nothing I can do. And she tried to reach out to her manager at Austin Bergstrom Airport. But apparently there was something weird going on between her manager and one of the other employees at American Airlines. We won't go into detail on that. Huh. And when she reported what this guy had done and the fact that there was people standing in the background videotaping their check-in procedures, American Airlines basically told her, like my late father would say, to go piss up a drain pipe. And then 9/11 happened and she got terminated from her job. And then she got recalled to do the same thing that TSA is doing right now. So you got to understand that, you know, there were people out there that were paying attention to what was happening. And I'm sorry, but, you know, that is something in of itself. When you get ignored by the very company whose airplanes were allegedly crashed into buildings, and you get ignored by these people, it really sends a big message that American Airlines is corrupt and they're woke and they're, you know, less than honest with themselves and their employees. And I'll never fly American again. I don't care if they're the only airline in town. That's just my feeling after what they did to my wife. I mean, you talk about one, you know, potential cause of PTSD for a lot of people. So you see, 9/11, what happened there affects so many people in so many different ways. Whether you had a family member who was involved there at the Twin Towers, and it's being reported now that all of these people that either served and were working with the Twin Towers collapse, all of a sudden are getting sick and dying from asbestos exposure and God knows what else. And then you've got the disrespect of the community based on the mayor and everyone else and Alvin Bragg, that shyster DA that Soros got elected, letting all the criminals out of jail. The police officers would defund the police, decided, you know what? We're quitting. Like 2,400 and some odd police officers put in for their retirement. Now, if you live in the boroughs of New York City, how do you think you'd feel right about now? And then they want to take away your right to own a gun? Really? Anyway, it's just one of those things, you know, that we all talk about. And you think that we weren't all personally affected by what happened on 9/11? I was getting ready to do a nonprofit charity event in El Paso, Texas. And as soon as I got off the plane that morning to check into the hotel, I walked into the hotel lobby and everybody was standing around watching reruns of the plane crashing into the North Tower. And I'm going, that is not right. Something is wrong here. I knew right away. Giant aircraft don't just crash into towers. And I got to my room and checked in to my room, turned on the TV to continue watching, and saw the plane hit the South Tower. Needless to say, they grounded all the airlines. And I could not get home from the cancer event, which was canceled. And to top that off, I had to, the Cancer Consortium actually rented me a car, and I had to drive home 12 hours from El Paso to San Antonio. I don't think that wasn't without incident, because it was with incident. There were military checkpoints in Van Horn and several other places along Interstate 10 where you had to pull off and they had to look in your car to see if you were some sort of terrorist. Armed guards, armed military at all the checkpoints. Yeah. They really played this thing up. So you see, I got affected, my wife got affected, and I know she didn't like me talking about it. I'm sorry, dear, that I had to bring you into the conversation, but you see, that was important to me because nobody was paying attention to her except me, and I didn't like how American Airlines treated her, and that's the reason I rail against American, you bunch of shysters. And that's just my feeling because of what they did and how they treated my wife. And I have a right to speak up about it. They crapped on her and I don't like it. So this is my way of getting back at them. Kevin in Ohio, welcome to the show, sir. And thank you for being a good supporter. What's going on?
Hey there. Good morning or good afternoon. I'm really right with you about your wife. Stand up for her all the time. I think the COVID vaccines hit my family. my son, 47 years old, day before yesterday, his wife died in her sleep.
Oh, no.
She's 37. No.
I'm sorry to hear that, Kevin.
No warning signs, no illness, absolutely zero, and the whole family took the shots. So, left him, widower, and
Kevin, I know this is really bothering you. I want to pray for you right now, sir, for your healing. I want to reach out and pray to you because I know you're grieving right now, dear God. I'm almost in tears over this too. Because see, it gets so close to home. It's not right. And these people who don't know any better are trusting in something and someone they don't. You cannot put your faith in. You put your faith in God, sir, and God is going to reward you for this. I am sorry this is happening to your family. I ask God to bless the rest of them and put his hedge of protection around your son and the rest of the family members so this does not happen to them and that they will listen to you and listen to reason and that we can remove whatever spirit of fear has surrounded them and this cognitive dissonance that has confused them and remove that confusion from their life so they can see the truth and recover from this. And I just ask this in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you too, sir.
They said it was a heart attack. No warning. Yeah. Yeah. God bless you, Dave. Thank you for all you do.
God bless you too, sir. We appreciate it. Dana, New Jersey, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Well, I have two memories to share. I remember a 60-minute segment where they were interviewing maintenance workers at a large aircraft maintenance facility, because after every 100,000 hours or however many, they strip airplanes down completely, pull out the seats, et cetera, to check for stress cracks and the like. And every significant component in an airplane has a unique serial number. And the maintenance workers were saying, well, the serial numbers, like your VIN number on your car, by the doors of the airplane matched. Deep inside, all of the VIN numbers did not match the airplane they were working on. And when they traced them back, they corresponded to one of the two planes that were supposedly hit the two towers. And the segment was immediately cut off, and that was the last I've heard of that.
Wow. Well, there's some new news we don't know.
I previously said this on the Power Hour.
Not to me. I didn't know that, but appreciate you bringing it up. Yeah.
I think Joyce was on the air then. Anyway, before I ran out of time, I live about 45 miles from the Twin Towers, and they let us go home early from work. So I'm sitting home watching the local news broadcast for New York City, and the on-the-scene reporters were right near Building 7, and in front of them was the mayor. I'm not quite sure which mayor it was, what his name was, talking to two officials, obviously a police and a fire brass, and he said, "Get everyone out of the building. We are going to pull it." And a couple minutes later, Building 7 came down. Do you remember which mayor that was? Was it Giuliani?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I don't want to blame the wrong person. But I clearly heard in that live broadcast on the local New York news, we are going to pull the building, which is the term demolition engineers use to set off the charges that bring down the support columns and girders of a building so it collapses in its own footprint, just like Building 7. You know, I think the best way we can honor all those whose lives were taken away from them is to keep alive all of the challenges to the official narrative of the events of 9/11. So perhaps there'll be some justice in this world, but eventually we'll have justice when Jesus returns.
Well, perhaps we will. You know, I think that's what they said. Giuliani was on for 8 years from 1993 because they're four-year terms there. So that would have put him after. During that time.
Okay, it was. Okay, it was him.
So that's right. What I was just doing some research while you were talking. And so, unfortunately, you know, it's a thing that everybody has had to come to grips with, and people are still asking questions, and the government still does everything in its power to squelch any idea or any counter argument that we might make, even though we say stuff that, you know, like you said, Dan, it doesn't make any sense. You brought up the changing of all the serial numbers and the VIN numbers on parts in the airplanes, and something just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, and they refuse to answer. So, you know, and all my my folks are telling me it was Giuliani that was mayor. So anyway, the you know, this is great because the listeners out there are jumping all over the Internet as soon as we have this conversation to add weight to our conversation, which is a good thing because it shows people care and they're all over this.
Remember also that Building 7 was largely occupied by the Justice Department, or whatever they call them, in New York with all of the evidence and files concerning many cases concerning crime of businesses and organized crime, and all those prosecutions went up in smoke when the building collapsed.
Well, and what about the gold that was in there, supposedly?
I like gold.
Yeah, but I wonder what was happening, because they were telling me there was a lot of gold in there, and it's gone. So, you know, it just makes you wonder what they knew and what they didn't know. And if the building went down, as you say, then that means that the charges were already placed at the same time the Twin Towers were placed. And they cleared the building, and this is what I understand, and one of the FBI agents apparently died in that building, in one of the buildings.
I have one more, if you can handle it.
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. You may have heard of a fellow shortwave broadcaster, Butch Paugh, P-A-U-G-H.
Yeah, the name rings a bell.
He used to have a shortwave radio program called Call to Decision. He's still on the air on other programs, even today on several shortwave programs. Anyway, I remember he had on his guest some people who claimed to work for a company that installed uninterruptible power supply systems, that is, huge banks of batteries for big computer centers. And they had been hired to install such at the very locations in both towers where the towers were hit. These were banking centers at both locations, but they never were allowed to connect the batteries one to the other and activate the battery systems. And my speculation is, what perhaps, if they weren't batteries, what could those large salt batteries actually have been?
No doubt.
You might want to ask Butch to come on your show. He may very well remember that show.
Well, and there's the thing. You know, our producers are listening to this show as we speak, and so they're making notes, Dan.
Okay, buddy.
Future guests are always appreciated, and we appreciate your suggestion and your comments, and, of course, your concerns, because 9/11, man, that was a big thing in a lot of people's lives, and so we appreciate you, sir. God bless you, too. And I really want everybody to pray for Kevin's family. I really do, because that's awesome. That's awful, having to, you know, Kevin being the awesome person he is and being a supporter of the show. And that's what I was alluding to. It's not awesome his family is being afflicted like this. It's terrible. And see, here's the thing about mRNA that I was going to get to while we still have a little bit of time. There's now irrefutable proof that mRNA vaccines cause vascular and organ damage, according to a study. This was done by microbiologist Dr. Michael Palmer and Sukrit Bhakti, mostly based on the finding of German pathologist Dr. Arne Burkhardt and Dr. Walter Lang. And here's what they found. mRNA vaccines don't stay at the injection site. They instead travel throughout the body and accumulate in various organs. mRNA-based COVID vaccines induce long-lasting expression of the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein in many organs. Sherry Tenpenny even agreed with this. Vaccine-induced expression of the spike protein induces autoimmune-like inflammation. Vaccine-induced inflammation can cause grave organ damage, especially in vessels, sometimes with deadly outcomes. The study by the types of dyes they use shows irrefutable proof that the spike protein goes everywhere, heart, ovary, liver, spleen, to a lesser extent, the testicles. Sherry Tenpenny echoed this. She's an expert in vaccine damage. This is what leads to multi-organ system failure. It was what leads to infertility in women. So understand, you know, what is going on. And so, you know, for those who are not paying attention, for those who are in denial about the fact the shot can do what they just did to Kevin's family, I beg you to share the data. Share the stories with your son, Kevin. Share what I'm just reading here. They're on your email blast. Share them with him and tell him, look, you've got to call mygotodoc.com and get treated for this. Get treated for COVID. Get the long COVID, whatever is going on. Get your family treated. I know a friend of mine is taking NAC and baby aspirin right now to stop the clots. If they took the shots and they took the boosters, there's only one reason why they did it. It's because our government does not want them around anymore. This is the scariest thing I've ever seen the United States government participate in, and it's just wrong. I'm sorry. Trying to depopulate our own country down to 92 million people? Absolutely wrong. It's unethical. A team of 9 experts from Harvard, Johns Hopkins, and other universities has published a paradigm-shifting research about the efficacy and safety of the COVID-19 vaccine, why mandating them for college students is unethical. It's a 50-page study. You can read about it on our email blast. I don't have time to get into all of this stuff, but this is exactly why the FDA is refusing to provide key COVID-19 vaccine safety analysis, because it's going to let the whole cat out of the bag, and people are not going to like it. They're not going to like it at all. And of course, now we have a press release out by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development stating that there's some testing that's been done at Michigan State University Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory found parvovirus is making dozens of dogs sick in Michigan. You might want to check into that. If your dog is acting the least bit sick, you might want to get him to a vet, especially if you're up there. Not meaning to sound the alarm, just a little concerned to be on the lookout, because we all know what it's like to be taken advantage of veterinarians, right? Veterinarians have a tendency, because they can, overcharge. Some of you may have insurance. I got mine through healthypaws.com, but for my dog, but some of you may have animal insurance for your pets. Some of these I've seen surgeries and treatments can cost into the thousands of dollars. And people, if there is a way to keep your dog or cat healthy and you had insurance to pay for that, that might be a good thing. But when it's time to go, you know when it's time to go. All you have to do is pray about it, and the Lord will tell you it's time to part ways. The best thing you can do for your animal is put them down. Well, you see, our government didn't apparently get the message, because putting down humans by this kind of insidious behavior is not what we're about here in America. We're about freedom, not depopulating our productive economy. Because keep in mind, all of these people that took the jabs, when they're gone, they can't contribute to our GDP. Our economy is going to be affected at some point in time. So it's the craziness of society that we live in. This is what we have to remember, which is one of the reasons why I'm glad to include the News with Views article from Devi. I'd like to have her back on the show at some point in time, because in this article, which is in your email blast, talks all about what happened at Pearl Harbor, Ruby Ridge, and Waco, TWA Flight 800, Oklahoma City, and all the lies involving COVID-19, passing them off as vaccines when they're not. DB goes into detail on this, how the government covered up the Waco massacre. You know, besides bulldozing the property after they burned the place to the ground, 83 women and children died in that, folks. And Clinton was president. Butch Reno was the AG at the time. Oh, remember, the buck stops with me. Yeah. You're not around to see it. And, of course, who actually drug us into a war with Iraq? Bush. This is this one-party system we've got dragging us into one mess after another, which is why we have to pray that we are moving in the right direction by moving into our community and making a difference in our community. And this is why this Texit conference I went to left a big impression on me. Because, yes, even though it is a commitment to help get this on the ballot and let Texans have a choice as to whether they want independence or not, it sends a message to the rest of the country. Like I said, if you don't believe me, go use your cell phone and scan my QR code and do your own homework. You don't have to believe what I'm saying on any of the stuff I'm talking about. This is why you have research capability, you have a brain, and we just pray that if you have cognitive dissonance, no matter what, that it gets removed from your head so you can critically think again. We will be back tomorrow with more of the Power Hour for you. In the meantime, Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to all of our callers, Chad, Kevin, and Dan. And in the meantime, until then, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.